This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding David Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R, date of birth May 5th, 1967. Dear sirs, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Decker with proteinuria, hypertension, a history of long-term non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and left renal carcinoma. He reports that the mass was on the outside of the left kidney, and Dr. Liu, L-I-U, was able to do a biopsy and then do cryosurgery to remove the tumor. And he's had scans since the cryosurgery, and those show that the tumor has not removed. And he will continue to follow up with Dr. Liu, L-I-U. Also, he had a left total knee replacement done in January of this year, and he's just going to return to work tomorrow after being off for 8 weeks. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. He's also on Flexeril, 10 milligram at bedtime for the back pain. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 282 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse, 87. Blood pressure, 118 over 87. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 4th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.01, estimated GFR greater than 60. Sodium, 136. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 21. Phosphorus, 3.5. Calcium, 10. Albumin, 4.1. Hemoglobin is 15.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, proteinuria with preserved renal function. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, history of long-term non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And 4, left renal carcinoma, status post-cryosurgery procedure. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.